Hi, everybody. This is the Pamela Roxanne Show, and I have a wonderful guest in the building for you guys today. This is Damian Damon. What's going on, Damian?
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good over here. Good. All good in the hood, honey. So, if you guys didn't know, Damian is a comedian. And this is Comedy Week, so I'm going to be interviewing 7 comedians for 7 days. And he is one of the really talented ones. I saw your set that you sent me. You're really good.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's something I always wanted to do. You know, finally got a chance, got the nerve to try and do it. And seemed like something I could be successful at, you know.
It really. I only picked the comedians who made me laugh. You were one of them. And
I appreciate that.
No problem. I really did.
It was hard to make other comedians laugh, you know.
You're absolutely right about that. That is a big factor in it, because I was watching a few of the comedians that replied and I was like, okay, this one needs work. This one isn't just a mess. This one is, oh, this one's great. This one's, you know, and it was really all across the board.
I could imagine.
All across the board. And without saying any names, of course, but, you know, it was just really all across the board. So how did you get your start in comedy?
Got my start, like, at an early age. My dad was a radio show host down here in Atlanta.
Okay.
So he always, you know, he always kind of had the, he wasn't necessarily a comedian, you know, but he always had the, you know, comedy vibe to his show.
You want
to
drop his name?
William Damon. I don't know if anybody's familiar with WIGO 1340. You know, you had to be born before like 92 to know that. But down here in Atlanta, it was a AM radio station. And, they, you know, going to the radio station with him on Saturday mornings and doing the show and stuff. You know, I kind of got the itch to be in entertainment in some kind of way, you know. I always wanted to do that. And then, you know, that turned into being a class clown and, you know, just grew from there.
Where are you from?
I didn't hear you.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from, my family's from Jamaica, but I was born in New York. But, you know, I grew up down here in Atlanta. I moved down here in 87, like first grade.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, you did tell me you're, because Eastern Standard Time. I remember that. You're the one comedian who is on my side of the world.
Really? Wow. Where's the farthest person from?
Everybody seems to be from Canada and from, like, Washington and on the West Coast.
Wow, okay.
Right.
Have you ever got a chance to perform out there?
I have not, but I'm actually going on tour next year. And California and L.A. is one of the stops.
Okay, that's what's up.
So, back on you. I heard your vocabulary during your set that you have, there's a white people vocabulary I heard of.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me in on the tips. I need to know.
You know, because it was something that I didn't realize, you know, like the word Hummer. Like if a white person says Hummer, you know, that means oral sex.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I didn't know that. Of course, being a black person, we say Hummer. You know, we're thinking about the big four-wheel drive vehicle. You know what I'm saying? So it's just things you got to learn, man. And of course, like the word tool.
Yeah.
You know, black people, we say tool. It means a gun.
That's a gun, yeah.
Somebody got a problem if you got a tool. But, you know, white folks, they say tool. It's just like a jerk or, you know, somebody they don't like to hang around. So, you know, just things you have you... Live and you learn. You know, I went to college and I did graduate. So, you know, you learn things over that time hanging around white people.
I know, that's right. You do learn things. And since you give me a Hummer, I'm going to give you a new one too, because I know that white girls around here say chewy.
Chewy, okay.
A chewy, yes. Go behind the bowling alley and give them a chewy.
Oh, okay. I see.
If you make me ever use it in a sentence.
White people vocabulary, ever evolving.
Right, I had to give you one. As soon as you said Hummer, I thought of Chewy. I don't, but there you go. That's my gift to you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to tell people about?
I'm having a show, Probably the 14th of April. I'm starting to get back into hosting. Like I took about a last year off to do try to do the festival thing and do a little traveling. But next month I'm gonna get back to hosting down here at the Music Room in Atlanta off Edgewood Avenue. If anybody's in town, definitely come by. I'll be posting on Facebook, and I'm barely on Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I'm old. I'm still trying to get used to this internet comedy thing, but I'll definitely keep you posted on that.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, do you have a joke that just kills every time you tell it?
Every time.
Every time. This is the one. If I don't got nothing to say, I'm saying this.
One that usually does well is along the lines of the white folks slang.
Okay.
Like if you say like the word kilt. A lot of white people, they say kilt, they're talking about the little skirt and little plaid skirt thing, but if a black man, if I say kilt, it means somebody just got killed.
Hello.
That one,
Down the
most people
street.
tend to like that one. And that was actually one of the first jokes that I wrote, because I told you talking to my dad, and I was talking to him. I said, I want to ask you something. Black kid, we don't say ask, we say axe. And
Right.
he stopped me right then and said, "What you mean you want to ask me? You trying to hurt me?" And so from that point on, I just, because he was real big on words, since he was a radio host, he was real big on speaking properly. Like, no matter how you look, what comes out your mouth is very important. So he had, for early on, he got had me, reading the dictionary, and words have been very important to me in doing my comedy, if you notice. So, I try to get the most out of words, man. It's some funny words out there if you really sit and take a look at them.
You're
But the
right.
kilt, though, does pretty good all the time.
You're right. I was about to say your dad gave you a great tool, because I say the same thing about just language. English is one of the most important in school.
Yeah, because people will look at you and judge you, and they expect you to say one thing, but you can blow somebody's mind, man.
You're absolutely right. Do you have any advice for any comedians that will be coming up and
My
scared to
advice
get
to
on
me
stage?
to do it, because I, like I said, this is something I wanted to do from a long time ago. So do it when it's right, when it feels right. Because I wanted, I knew early on it would be hard for me to take the stage, and if people didn't, because as a comedian, you write something and you think it's going to be hilarious, but you got to know how to react if they don't laugh like you want. So it took me a long time to get the confidence up, and at least just feel like I'm funny enough to say, okay, what if they don't laugh? So do it when it feels right for you. Don't try to be, the internet days now, social media, everybody trying to blow up overnight. Don't do it for that. Do it when it's right, when it feels right for you, and if it's something that you really love.
I heard that. I heard that. So right now we're gonna go into a little break right now. We're gonna go into whatever song plays. It's gonna be from Pamela Roxanne's playlist. You can listen to those playlists on iTunes. They're only available on iTunes. So just type in Pamela Roxanne in the search bar. You'll see a cute little cartoon of me, and it'll work out fine. So get into this break, and we'll come right back with more of Damian Damon. Hey everybody, this is Pamela Roxanne, and we are here with Damian Damon, and we are about to get into these hot topics that just some things in the news that I feel like need to be spoken about. So you want to say what's up to the people, Damian?
What's up? Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Right, we're doing good over here in the neighborhood. Like I said before, we're progressing forward, and early this morning, and Michael Jackson passed away, and recently his estate is up for sale. And now there are these accusations from these two young men who claim they got sexually molested by M Michael Jackson when they were younger. These boys are now in their upper 20s. How do you feel about that Michael Jackson situation? Did you believe the situation when it was going on back then?
See, it's kind of hard. Like, as an 80s baby growing up, it's the whole Michael Jackson thing, it's nothing new. So I'm not going to say that we swept it under the rug or we gave Michael a pass, but it was always in the air around. It's always a weird air around Michael about that.
You're absolutely right.
So it's, and if I'm not mistaken, weren't these two boys that are they the same two that came out back then and said nothing happened?
That's correct.
See, now that makes it. See, that makes it's a little fishy. Even though Mike was a little different. You made me think some things, but that makes it a little odd that they come out now. And could it be a money grab? I don't know. I don't have information enough to feel too comfortable speaking about it, but it's just the timing is rough. It would be good if he was at least here to defend himself, and they're not gotta put the man's family in, like he has kids, gotta put yourself in his kids' shoes, and how would that make you feel? They were talking about your father like that, so that's a rough situation with Mike, man.
You're absolutely, that is a rough situation. Now, when I have the same birthday as Jussie Smollett, so I'm conniving, and I believe it was a whole payola operation where he paid the children to not speak on it, and like paid the parents, excuse me, but that was under the table. So now that he's passed, they can get legitimate money. Do you get what I'm saying? Because that money probably ran out, and or they just want more money, like most people do. And but that's just how my mind works, and I don't know if that's true or not. This is just a crazy scheme. Like I said, same birthday as Jussie Smollett, so I'm conniving. I'll create something. But
That's rough, man. Because like I know people really looked up to Mike. It's like because when my kid right around remember when Mike died, they started going back and doing all the little tributes and all this. And this is around the time my son was 4. And how little boys, they around between that age, you can't get them to sit down for nothing. But Mike, if I put on a Michael Jackson DVD or YouTube channel, he would sit down and Mike would get his attention. The funniest thing, one day my son asked me, he looked me dead in the face and said, "Daddy, is Michael Jackson a boy or a girl?"
because we
that
need to
kind of goes
know.
back to the whole, it was. But it was still Mike, I told him, like, look, Mike is a boy, don't worry about how he looks. If you like the music, you like the music. I just tried to keep it simple to him like that. But even the next, he's affecting generation that really didn't even get to see him, so I don't know. Mike is that's a rough one.
Said that lady is getting down in that video. So next we have, well, since we brought it up, we're going to talk about Jussie Smollett and this whole noose around the neck thing for 45 minutes, this whole lying to the cops thing, this whole getting be self beat up situation. What have you heard about that?
Bits and pieces, stuff always, some always coming out new, but that's another crazy one, 'cause just so what is the latest that you've heard? So I've heard that he said something about a drug problem. What's the latest that you've heard? Fill me in.
Well, so Jussie Smollett has basically hired these two African men who were extras on the show Empire, and he hired them as, supposedly as a gym trainers. But and there are a few text messages to support that story, but there are also text messages that lead to they say, "I'm gonna need your help in a few months on the low," and that was a few months ago. And also, when he reported to the cops, he reported a camera that he knew was pointing in the opposite direction. They feel that he already knew that when he set this whole thing up. The two men have come out and said they admit it because they don't want to get found. And right.
Just
And
threw a monkey wrench in his plans, basically, huh?
exactly. And basically, he wanted a pay raise, and he heard Lee Daniel, which is the creator of the show and basically his check writer, hates gay bashing and things of that nature. So he went out of his way to create this whole gay bashing storyline so that Lee Daniels would support him even further. If you get how that, right. Right. It's conniving. And I said, that is exactly something I would have done it better. But that is exactly something I came up with all the Jimmy rigs and pulleys and strings. Like, but I use mine for good.
Oh man, I mean, that's, I didn't know about that last part. That is just too much, man. Like,
When the cops got there, he wore the noose for 45 minutes like a Tyler Perry play.
yeah, see, that's the crazy part. I'm taking, if it was a noose around, that's the first thing I'm gonna do is take the noose off, you know? Like, what? See, that's kind of, yeah, that's. Oh, Jesse, man.
Right, he messed up, man.
Do you remember the show back in the day with him and all his little brothers? That's, remember the whole family had a show?
I just recently heard that was a thing. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh man, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like nine of them, man. It was the whole family on. Damn, what was the name of the show?
I just heard that was a thing. Somebody told me that all his brothers and sisters were famous as well, and I didn't. I was just, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, they had a show with a comedian, Ralph Harris was on the show. Oh man, I can't remember the name of it, but I remember Ralph Harris was on the show with all these little light skinned kids. I forgot what happened. Somebody died and he had control over them. Yeah, I forgot, but yeah, that's rough, man. I know, I understand you want to bring certain things to the light, but there's better ways to do it. There's better ways to do it, and you know, especially now you want to, you know, it just you got the police looking for folks that don't exist, and man, that's a lot of work to make a point, man.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And so we're gonna get to R. Kelly. R. Kelly has just recently sat down with Gayle King and been explosive and been. Did you see that interview? Okay, good. Because it's worth the watch, people, I'm telling you. What do you think about that interview? About his irateness?
Man, and you know, R. Kelly, he's another one. You know, back in the day, he always had his little issues, and you know, we could never really understand what was really going on. Leah, you know, that was always the thing in the floating around, but
Did you see the tape from back in the day? Did you see the tape from back in the day?
I remember I was in college and we actually had like an R. Kelly party, like a had a party, had drinks and stuff, and everybody watched. And it was so funny because most of the
Kissing in the
tape is
name of
like
love.
grown women, you know, most of the tape is. We were like, everybody like, what's wrong with, you know, this just, he just a freak. He just nasty. You know, he got his face in people's behind and stuff. So we like, he just a nasty dude. But then all of a sudden, boom, like the way the little girl, way she comes in the video is just out the blue. And so, yeah, so that one, that was kind of weird. But yeah, that kind of crazy with OR, man, because. And the thing is, because they asking them simple questions, like Gail asked him, "Do you like underage girls?" And he just can't say yes or no. You know, he's got to give you his whole spiel. You know, and even somebody else interviewed him before, and the same thing.
That's
He
why he's going
just
to jail, because he's an old man and he's out his damn mind. Them old men that get, men of a certain age, and I guess living hard and partying hard. And he said he's never been to the bank, and I come from, like, I know this situation because I come from a family of hillbillies, black hillbillies, and I just know that man. He's going to jail if you let him talk.
Yeah, you know what you're right about. It's sad to say, but we all knew somebody like R growing up, right? Whether you had one in the family, whether it was a friend of the family or your friend's uncle, or you know, we all knew R growing up. It's sad to say.
Well, it was lovely talking to you, Damien.
Okay, I'm going to enjoy it myself.
I really appreciate you coming through. And do you want to tell everybody where you can follow and subscribe and all of that at?
Damien Damon, Damien, on everything. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I don't do Twitter. It's too much to keep up with for me. But anything, Damien Damon, y'all.
I understand. I'm elderly as well. So get into this song once again from the Pamela Roxanne playlist, and I'll see you guys tomorrow with another comedian. Thank you guys for listening today, and I'll see you later, Damien. Hey, you guys, it's Pamela Roxanne, forever your girl, and I'm here to tell you about my business, Feminine Fascinations. Make sure that you go follow us right now on Instagram. It's absolutely positively fantastic. It's all about uplifting women through imagery and visual art. It's wonderful. We have comic books, Pinklet, Wicked South, Trigger, Bluebird. They're amazing. They're wonderful storylines. They're all inventions of my own creation. They're all fantastic. Please make sure you go follow and subscribe. And hey, while you're over there, you can go ahead and type in Pamela Roxanne and follow. You can go ahead and type in Publicity Gun and follow, Cash Talk and follow, all that stuff. All that stuff. All that's all right here, all on the Publicity Gun. I appreciate you so much for listening. Let's get back into this story.